4 years ago, we witnessed the biggest shake-up in the history of policing in England and Wales in a generation. The election of police and crime commissioners to oversee the running of forces, set police budgets and hire and fire chief constables. There were huge doubts about the new system, whether it would be a waste of money, put too much power in the hands of one person, and politicise policing. There have certainly been controversies. Theresa May even said she feared at times she'd created a monster. But the system survived, and in May, the next set of elections will take place. Our Home Affairs correspondent Danny Shaw assesses how the experiment has worked, with the help of police and crime commissioners in three force areas.
It's Friday afternoon in the car park at an Asda supermarket in Luton, and Bedfordshire's Police and Crime Commissioner Ollie Martins is on a mission that doesn't involve groceries.
I come here from time to time to do public engagement, and today we're going to be talking to people about what they think about the police use of drones.
Why have you come to Asda?
It's a good place to meet lots of people. Do you know about the police use of drones?
Yes, I do.
You do? And what do you think of it?
Since he was elected in November 2012, Ollie Martins, a Territorial Army soldier and former victim support worker, has spent a lot of time talking to the public, though it's mainly been about money. The Labour PCC says Bedfordshire is the worst funded force in the country. Last year, Mr Martins held a referendum on increasing the precept, the portion of the council tax that goes towards policing, by more than the statutory 2% limit. It would have paid for an extra 100 officers, but almost 70% of voters rejected the idea.
If I'm honest, I thought that that was probably a career-ending moment, but actually I've been confounded in that. What I find is there are an awful lot of people who now say to me that if they understood what they were actually being asked, and then if they knew how chronically underfunded and underpoliced we are in Bedfordshire, then, you know, they'd have voted differently.
It's a pretty devastating defeat, though, wasn't it? It wasn't like it was even close.
No, I'm not going to pretend it wasn't bitterly disappointing. I guess if I look back over the last 3.5 years, I probably spent too long trying to use quiet diplomacy. And I do now ask myself, should I have just reached for the megaphone far earlier?
I'm now crossing from Bedfordshire into Cambridgeshire, where the Police and Crime Commissioner is the experienced Conservative politician, Sir Graham Bright. One of the criticisms levelled at PCCs, including Sir Graham, is that they're not visible enough. People don't know who they are and what they do. I'm going to test that in the cathedral city of Ely. Do you know who this man is?
No, actually, no.
He is your local police and crime commissioner, okay. Sir Graham Bright. Have you heard of him before?
No.
Do you know what he does?
No.
Do you happen to know who this man is?
No idea.
Have a closer look.
No idea.
No? Never
no
seen
idea.
Him before?
Never seen him before.
Do you happen to know who this gentleman is?
No idea.
Is he the police commissioner?
Correct. He is. Do you know his name?
Can't remember. It will become to me as soon
Sir
as
Graham,
I Sir Bright.
Graham Bright. Correct. Well done. Though photos of him may not be instantly recognisable, Sir Graham Bright believes he has made his mark in Cambridgeshire, helping to modernise police technology and improve victim services. But he told me at his office in Camborne that he found the job of PCC extremely demanding. So, aged 72, and after a long career in public life, including as a parliamentary private secretary in Downing Street in the last Conservative government, he's taking the advice of his son, a doctor, and retiring.
I've been used to working all my life. I've built up an international company and obviously in politics, working number 10 with John Major, so I've been used to doing that. I mean, it isn't, as it was suggested originally, a sort of 3-day-a-week job. It's a 7-day-a-week job. My big regret is the fact I'm not 10 years younger, because I would have loved to have done another term.
This is not a scientific poll, but I took a picture of you to the town centre in Ely, and one person knew roughly who you were. How would you counter that?
Well, we use the media to get your message over. I do street surgeries in the summer. I don't accept that I'm not known, because, you know, I walk about and people sort of know who I am and talk to me.
You weren't known amongst the people.
Maybe you should have taken me with you, then they'd have recognised me.
I took a photo of you.
Well, there's a lot of difference between a photograph and the real person.
We're at King's Lynn Police Station, where I drop in
without any notice whatsoever.
50 miles away, Stephen Bett, Norfolk's independent PCC, is on a regular spot check of the county's policing operations. As a former chairman of the police authority, which was scrapped when commissioners were brought in, Mr. Bett was sceptical about the new system. But after surviving an expenses scandal and repaying £2,700 he'd claimed for journeys from his home, he sees the benefits of the role, as well as its limitations.
If you try and run your office on, you know, how many paperclips you have and bits and pieces, you're going to just die in the weeds. The whole point of the job is to be strategic, to look after the finances and make sure that the police are accountable for what they do. You can get things done very quickly. You can cover right across every public service, every voluntary group who's involved in the criminal justice system. Prisons, you cover the lot. And so it gives you a great insight, and you're able to get people to work together who normally wouldn't do so.
Better than the system of police authorities?
Oh, by far.
And that's the view that's gaining ground, with Labour, among others, having dropped their formal opposition to police and crime commissioners. They're here to stay for the next 4 years, and probably much longer.
Danny Shaw.